Betcha. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I mean, that song is so timeless, isn't it? We say hello to Ottawa County Commissioner and Vice Chair Josh Brueger. Hello, Josh.
Good morning.
How are you?
You can't help but be energized by that song.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, actually, that and the coffee cup next to me. I think I might recover from last night's meeting.
Yeah, I know. I did put a link in the story at WGHN.com that has the full statement that you made.
Oh, great.
Public comment, was quite entertaining. I think that people, they're glad that they can speak their mind in public comment,
yes,
and that's what people
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely, that's very important. And as one individual who drove entirely across the state from Saginaw pointed out, we have two public comments in our meetings.
Yeah.
Apparently his county does not do that. So kudos for Ottawa County doing the right thing, giving people the opportunity to speak.
Who came from Saginaw?
Yeah, there was a gentleman. I don't remember his name. I wrote it down, but
okay.
He was very entertaining. And at the end of the meeting,
I know who it was. Okay,
a very enjoyable comment that lightened the mood, and it
okay.
was great.
Okay. Let's talk about the motto, where freedom rings, the motto, where you belong. It was my understanding, and I have audio, that we were going to bring back the motto, where you belong, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen now.
Right.
Because you stated that last night.
Yeah. At the moment, no, we're not bringing back where you belong.
Okay.
That was a phenomenal catchphrase, a phenomenal motto that really represented and resonated with a lot of people in Ottawa County, myself
mm-hmm.
included.
Mm-hmm.
We are also not doing where freedom rings. That motto resonated with another group of people in Ottawa County. And unfortunately, both mottos came to represent different movements and different opposition, and really we're looking at moving forward with the Board of Commissioners. And some variation of where you belong may come back, some variation of where freedom rings may come back. More doubtful on that one for me personally. But we need to move forward, and the first step in moving forward, the first step in turning the page on the past is to remove those vestiges of the past that are sticking around, that are getting in our way of moving Ottawa County forward. So last night's vote to remove where freedom rings
mm-hmm.
Was overdue. It was time, and it needed to be done.
Okay. How much did it cost to... because I know, wasn't the public involved with the Where You Belong? That was a whole, like, a year long. I believe
it
was. Okay. So it costs money to change a model. You've got to, you don't just, like, change it at the drop of a hat. It costs money, doesn't it?
Sure, Marilyn. You bring up a great point.
Yeah.
And it wasn't without that in mind that, with that in mind, we still moved forward with removing Where Freedom Rings.
Mm-hmm.
But two major differences. The Where You Belong motto did cost the county quite a bit more money because there was a thought-out, intentional process that county staff initiated and carried out. The process, I don't know if it was a year or months, but they got input from staff, input from business owners, input from the community,
mm-hmm.
and created the Where You Belong motto. That cost, I believe, that entire process was somewhere in the $30,000 to $50,000
right.
range at
yeah.
the very most.
Right.
I don't even know if it was that high, so don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Don't take that to the bank, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
The change for Where Freedom Rings with Auto Impact, because the way they went about doing
mm-hmm.
the process, there was no process. They came in on day one and just said, we're getting rid of the motto.
Mm-hmm.
There was not public input. There was not staff input. There was not stakeholder input. They felt that they had a mantle passed to them by the voters to make whatever changes they wanted. And so they did that. That process cost a lot less money. I want to say that in the neighborhood of $10,000 is probably the total cost as far as letterhead changes go. And going forward with removing that, I would imagine it's going to cost us that much or less. We don't print letterhead. There's not a whole room full of letterhead for Ottawa County anymore. We print things as we need them.
Okay.
So the cost is going to be minimal. But the cost or the value of moving past that is huge, and that far outweighs any couple thousand dollars worth of stationery that needs to be reprinted.
It's hard to move past things, though, when, the pandemic is brought up over and over and over and over and over, and we all suffered. I took a pay cut during the pandemic. Do you think I gave 70% on the air? No, I still gave 100%. Everyone suffered during the pandemic, and we're just tired. I think people are tired. Your constituents are tired of hearing about it.
Well, I know that I am.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, we
give
all,
it a rest.
We all made tremendous sacrifices there. I was a business owner.
Yeah.
I had to shut my business down for a little while.
Right.
Take care of employees, make sure that they had income coming in. I was very fortunate that the federal government and the PPP loan program, I was able to take advantage of that to help my guys make sure that they had income to take care of their families.
Right.
But, yeah, we all suffered. We all struggled. Decisions were made in the middle of a worldwide pandemic.
Right.
Information was coming fast. People were dying. We didn't know the right or the wrong thing to do. So everyone erred, especially in the state of Michigan, on the side of cautiousness. Did we err too far? In hindsight, sure.
Yeah, there were mistakes made. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, everybody did the best that they could with the information they had. And that's how we get through life. We do that every day in every decision we make. And we have to, at some point in time, move on.
Yeah, we do.
From the past.
Please.
And start looking forward.
Let's please move on. And I think the words faith, family, and freedom, you know, those were words that I first saw on a pillow somewhere. No, seriously, they were faith, family, and freedom. It's easy to say faith, family, and freedom. Faith, family, and freedom. But faith, family, and freedom mean different things to different people, Josh.
Sure they do.
And I know you know that.
Sure they do.
You know, some women in other states feel that they don't have any freedom at all. Some people's families look different. Some people's faith looks different. So, you know, it's one of those things that each person views that differently.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think one big take home for me in this whole.
Yeah, because you look exhausted today. Is it okay if I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
It was a long night. The weight of this position and the responsibility, definitely, I feel it, and I know a number of other commissioners feel it as well.
Okay.
We have to be very cautious with whatever words we choose to represent who we are and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Where freedom rings is a great adage. Oh, my goodness. It's absolutely wonderful. But what we do with it once we adopt it changes how people feel about where freedom rings or faith, family, and freedom. We have to be very cautious with when we do that. And where freedom rings for me was of particular importance because that originated with the song, I can't remember the name of the song, but then it was adopted by Martin Luther King in 1963, when he gave his I Have a Dream speech. And he talked about freedom ringing for his people after 175 years of segregation and slavery. Where freedom rings for him, if we're going to adopt that as a community and as a county, we've got to be very cautious in how we use it. And I don't believe that it was used correctly or appropriately over the last 2 years, and I was very glad to get rid of the motto.
What made you look to Martin Luther King Jr. When you spoke last night?
Interestingly enough, I'd love to think that it was some profound insight on my part, but it wasn't. In the proclamation that Ottawa Impact published on January 3 of 2023, they cited Martin Luther King. And that, honestly, that was what tipped the scale for me and really upset me.
Okay.
To try to hitch your wagon to a civil rights movement that took 175 years to develop after 8 months of COVID mask mandates. 8 months, 240 days. That was it. I'm sorry. You don't get to usurp a rallying cry from a movement that took nearly two centuries after feeling persecuted for 8 months. Yes, it was traumatic for many people. I understand that. I respect that. Mistakes were made. But you got to put it in context.
Mm-hmm. The Let Freedom Ring is from America, My Country,
yes,
Tis of Thee.
That's it. Thank you.
Sweet Land. I know all these songs from parochial
for
school.
For the benefit of all your listeners, I will not attempt to sing anything.
I wanted to ask you, because I have had a couple of constituents, you guys have been really quiet in terms of commenting on what the Ottawa County GOP is saying. I mean, you are a Republican. The Ottawa County GOP itself has moved very, very far to the right. And there are people that are Republicans in this county who feel as if, you know, what is going on? Are you going to tackle the Ottawa County GOP? Are you going to call them out? Because they're calling you guys out all the time.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
That's got to be a little bit frustrating.
Oh, it's a very fair question.
It is a fair question.
I've been approached by numerous members of the Republican Party, not the Ottawa Impact Republican Party that it is right now, but by those who are outside like myself looking in to attempt to, I'm going to call it, take back the party in Ottawa County. And what I have said is that my focus as an elected official right now is to the people of Ottawa County first.
Okay.
Party comes second. So my focus is on Ottawa County. But I do know that there are those out there for whom that is a top priority, and I understand that. It upsets me greatly. I'm a Jerry Ford Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old-school Republican, mm-hmm. and where the party is right now, I hardly recognize it, especially here in Ottawa County. So for those Republicans out there like me who are frustrated with the party, get engaged. My goodness, you have the opportunity to turn the page on the Republican Party in Ottawa County. We the elected officials, we're only, 7, 15 of us maybe, who are in the mix there as Republicans who are feeling a little bit out of sorts with where the party is right now. But it takes a movement of people to take back a party. So perhaps we can say we took back Ottawa County.
Mm-hmm.
As Democrats and Republicans, and now it's time for the Republicans to take back the Republican Party in Ottawa County.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen things from people that I've known for decades and have interviewed, and I don't recognize who they are anymore. It's just mind-blowing to me. Let's see. You guys have a strategic planning coming up? When
yes.
is that?
Yes, and I apologize. I don't actually know the date.
That's okay.
I believe it'll be this fall, September, October.
Yeah.
The idea was to get through the busyness of summer,
mm-hmm.
And then to start to look at a strategic planning setup. We also were hoping to have our new county administrator in place by the time we did strategic planning. So
okay.
We'll see how Gary Rosema, our current interim county administrator, mm-hmm. decides to lay that out, and mm-hmm. look into our chair, John Teeples, to see how they want to lay that out. But yeah, strategic planning session is going to be very important to us. I even had members of the Auto Impact group of the board come up to me after I was elected as vice chair and say, hey, I just want to make sure we're going to do a strategic planning session.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do that the last 2 years.
Really?
We should have, and we didn't. So we would really like to do that. And I couldn't agree more. It has
good.
To be done.
Okay, good. Good, 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 good. Yeah, okay. So other than that, things are... moving along in the county, I mean, you probably can't tell me who's applying for county administrator, but
no.
Will they be public meeting, public interviews? How are we going to do that this time around?
Yes. There will be absolutely some public interviews.
Okay.
They'll also be out of respect to the applicants who currently have jobs in other towns and other counties
mm-hmm.
throughout Michigan. They have families, they have livelihood, and we've got to do our part to protect them and their jobs because, you know... Once an employer finds out that you're interested in working somewhere else, the dynamic changes with that employer.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to make sure that the individuals who are qualified, and there are many who are interested in the position, I think it's upwards of 20 right now.
Really?
From the double hall list,
mm-hmm.
Our administrator reached out to them, and a huge number, I think it's 19 or 20, maybe 20, 21,
okay.
of those applicants are still interested in applying. We've opened up on the county website.
I saw that.
An application process. So if anyone is interested in applying, they are welcome to do so. That process will take place starting in August and September.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we will have a new administrator sometime in October.
Okay.
Maybe even later than that, we'll see how the process plays out. You know, Marianne, one thing as we wrap up,
mm-hmm.
I want to point out.
Sure.
There were, I believe it was at least two individuals last night who came and commented during public comment. And what they said had nothing to do with the motto. They talked about the community mental health mill. And they are right. The motto has been a distraction in what we are supposed to be focusing on.
What do you mean?
Which is taking care of the needs of the people of Ottawa County. The community mental health millage is going to be coming up for renewal in 2026. We haven't even been talking about it. And that is such a vital lifeline to so many people in Ottawa County.
I know.
So for those who are listening, look into it, do some research. Ottawa County is one of the only counties in the state of Michigan who stepped up and said mental health is so important to us that we're going to go above and beyond the minimum. And we need that. We depend on it right here in Ottawa County. So many people do.
Well, I would like to say, and I know that Ottawa Impact, the Ottawa Impact commissioners, they're not listening right now, but they do listen to these interviews. I know they do. You might want to step into the Momentum Center and see the amazing work that they do. You know, you have time to go to Washington, D.C. You can step into the Momentum Center and see the amazing work that they do. When Barbara Lee Van Horsen was speaking yesterday, there were people mocking her and laughing in the audience. I saw it. Yeah. I zoomed in and I saw it and I was disgusted.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
It is.
There are a number of organizations in our community that do a phenomenal job. Momentum Center is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
There are organizations that are on more of a conservative side that do a great job meeting the needs of the community. And each and every one of them deserves our respect.
Yes. Why is mental health a political hot potato now?
It should not be. It's very sad and unfortunate. It's the times we live in. But those of us who recognize that,
yeah,
we need to call it out for what it is. We need to rise above, and we need to move on. It's time to move on in Ottawa County.
Will I see you out and about at Coast Guard Festival?
Yes, you will.
Awesome.
Great. Welcome to Grand Haven, City of Grand Haven, world.
I'm telling you, and I don't know how I top jumping out of an airplane, let me tell you.
I saw your post on Facebook. Kudos to you to do it for a cause.
Yeah.
I have not jumped out of an airplane. I think there's a joke about jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. Who in the world would want to do that? Well, Mary Ellen Murphy. You would be one of those people who wants to do that.
I would be. CBS News, local news coming up next. Stick around. Thanks for being here, Josh. We appreciate it.
Thank you.